Live from the studios of KQNA, the talk of the Quad Cities.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
It's time for Talk of the Town, Soup Scoop, with Prescott Unified School District's Soup of Schools, Joe Howard, and Assistant Soup, Marty Reed. Today's Talk of the Town is sponsored in part by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott College, Elite Reflection Salon & Day Spa, Augie's Restaurant, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, A&E Reaper Graphics, Foothills Bank, Barrett Propane, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott Brewing Company. And now, here are your hosts for today's Talk of the Town Soup Scoop, Joe Howard and Marty Reed.
Welcome to Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide on KQNA.com. I am Brian Moore, filling in for Joe Howard, here with my co-host, Stephanie Hillig, who is filling in for Marty Reed on the Soup Scoop today.
Hello, everyone, and good afternoon. Each month on Soup Scoop, we would like to highlight the impact PUSD schools have on our community and our dedicated students, teachers, and programs that make PUSD such a great school district. Prescott Unified has been the number one choice for families and the heart of Prescott for over 150 years. Today, we will be talking to the Prescott High School Band and Orchestra Director, Mr. Dan Bradstreet, along with a couple of his students. The Pride of Prescott this year has been chosen to perform at Pearl Harbor at the USS Arizona. We will also be talking to kindergarten teacher Larnell Sawyer from Lincoln Elementary School about the transition from pre-K to K. The benefits of having a pre-K class on PUSD elementary school campuses will be the topic of our discussion.
We will also hear from wrestling program at PHS from the new head coach, Sean Carbajal, as we get ready for the upcoming season. And last, but certainly not least, we will talk with Maddie Jackson. Maddie is serving on the PUSD school board as the student representative this year and is already off to a great start. We welcome all of our guests today and look forward to a great show.
In our first segment today, we will be talking to Mr. Dan Bradstreet and the Pride of Prescott Drum Majors about their very important upcoming performance in Honolulu in December.
And stay tuned. You will not want to miss hearing from kindergarten teacher at Lincoln Elementary, Larnell Sawyer. You are listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Cold weather will be here before you know it. Now is the time to save money this winter with our pre-buy program. You can purchase all or part of the propane you think you'll use between October and March at a guaranteed low rate. If you don't use it all, we'll credit your account. This deal is only good while supplies last, so order today. Go to BarrettPropane.com or call us at 636-1600. That's 636-1600. And don't forget, we're the local guys. When you buy here, your money stays here. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This September, head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel for the Break the Bank giveaway. Earn entries now through September 26th. Then every Thursday from 6 to 10 p.m., come see if you qualify to smash our piggy bank for your chance to bag a share of over $5,000 in cash and prizes each week. This could be your biggest break yet. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place for a smashing good time.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Bruce, this isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verdelinx goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verdelinx to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba dabba doo.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. For the last 17 years, there's been something for everyone at Olson's Arizona Aquafest, and it's free. Just show up at the Prescott Rodeo Rounds on Saturday, September 14th, and enjoy. This year's activities include some great demonstrations, including colt starting, improving stops and turns by trainer Mike Kevel. Come see an equine chiropractic demonstration by Renee Noriega. And for the first time at Aquafest, the Arizona State Farriers Association will sponsor the Pat Gallahan Memorial Horseshoeing Contest. Go to olsonsgrain.com for more info. By the way, the Highland Center for Natural History would like you to join them Sunday, September 22nd at the Windmill House in Chino Valley for their Wander the Wild fundraiser. Help children discover the wonders of nature by supporting this outstanding event. The live auction and dinner offer domestic and international outdoor adventure and experience packages, educational field trips, and nature-inspired works of art by local artists. All proceeds support children's nature-based education programs. For more info and tickets, call 776-9550 or go to highlandcenter.org.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to the Soup Scoop. Our first guest today is Mr. Dan Bradstreet and two of his students, the drum majors, Annie Beaupre and Cooper Malden. Welcome to the show, you
Welcome.
Guys.
Welcome. Thanks for having us.
Well, and we were just saying during the break that we could take probably a half an hour or the whole segment to talk to Mr. Bradstreet and Annie and Cooper, because we have lots of incredible things going on this year. And so, Mr. Bradstreet, or may I call you Dan?
Please.
Okay, Dan. Talk a little bit about the Pride of Prescott's plans for this upcoming year.
Well, the Pride of Prescott had its first performance last Friday night at Ken Lindley Field, and we have another one here this Friday night. And we have our annual marching band festival the first weekend in October. The field at Prescott High School is not going to be finished in time, so the event will be held at Bradshaw Mountain. I believe the times are mid-afternoon, like 1 o'clock until 3:30 or so, with the Pride of Prescott playing around 3 o'clock. That's always a great event. If you like halftime of a Friday night football game, then you'll see 14 halftimes by 14 different bands.
That is incredible.
A lot of kids working on that day. When you talk about the bands that go from the smaller bands like Page all the way up to our biggest band, Mountain Ridge, which will have 220 kids in it. So there'll be a lot of kid effort that day on the field. Then we also are taking a band and the orchestra to Honolulu in December to be a part of the Pearl Harbor Memorial festivities.
That's just a little thing.
That's just a little thing that we need to raise some money for.
So, Dan, I just have to say, you know, you're called the Pride of Prescott, your marching band, and it truly, truly is Prescott. I mean, you guys are at everything. You're in the parades. You're doing events all the time. You guys get the name out there not only locally, but in the state. You attend all these festivals, and I agree with you. Halftime is amazing to watch you guys.
Incredible.
I absolutely love it. I love going to the festivals. But you guys go to other states and perform. You've been in California. You've been in, you know, Hawaii before you're going back. You've even gone to England. So it's so incredible all the work you do. But focusing on you guys right now, tell me what it's like to be drum majors for the Pride of Prescott.
It's really fun. It's the greatest thing I've ever done. I love it. I get to make an impact not only with like what I do, but with everyone in the band, and I get to make personal connections with each person in the band. I used to be in the clarinet section, and we all had a really nice close bond together, but being the drum major, I get to talk to everyone, and like it's really fun, and I get to see everything as it happens on the field, and it's really fun. I love it.
And Annie, I've seen these leadership skills in you since you were such a young, young girl, and I'm so incredibly proud of you, and it just warms my heart to be sitting with you here today and talking with you.
Thank you.
You know, Annie and I have a special connection. One, I played the clarinet, too, when I was in the marching band when I was in my high school days. Annie got to room with my daughter at one of her most fond memories. Thank you to Mr. Bradstreet at the summer camp for band, and she played the clarinet, but Let's jump over to Mr. Malden over here. So this is quite the treat for you. You are being the drum major, taking your band to Hawaii, just like your sister did years ago when I was with Hannah, when she was the drum major. So talk about that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to, like, kind of carry on the legacy and, like, follow in her footsteps a little bit and just kind of, you know, I was jealous of her when she went, but I'm sure she'll be jealous of me when I go now.
So. And that was 6 years ago, correct?
Right, 6 years ago.
It's just so cool to be in an organization that gets these kind of opportunities. And, like, every thank you to Mr. Bradstreet for making all that stuff happen. And band is just such a great thing to be a part of, I think, because you get to know so many people you wouldn't have gotten to know otherwise. Mm-hmm. So it's just a great organization.
That's, yeah.
Well, and that's a great way just to even just have, if any of our next year eighth graders is listening to the radio, just some of those things that you guys have thoroughly enjoyed. Now, have you both been in the drumline or in band since ninth grade?
Yeah, so I started playing clarinet in the sixth grade, and then last year, my junior year, I started playing tenor sax in the jazz band, and then last year is also my first year as drum major.
I've been playing the saxophone since about third grade, but it wasn't until I was a freshman that I actually was kind of recruited into drumline, because I was planning on marching the baritone saxophone, but it's a big, unruly instrument, and they recruited me to go...
To be on a big, unruly drum.
Well,
you had that big bass four.
And then last year I played saxophone as the saxophone section leader in the marching band, and this year I'm drum major. So.
Well, and the pride of Prescott is just, I mean, you say that, and it's uplifting. And I don't know if the community knows, but for the last couple of years, we've started our whole school year when we come together as a faculty on the first day. We call it convocation. And the first thing that we do is have the Pride of Prescott coming through and lifting the whole PUSD staff spirits for the new upcoming school year. And so I've gotten to enjoy that thoroughly. And so thank you for starting the year off with those things.
So can you guys tell us a little bit? We know that this trip to Hawaii is going to be pretty pricey for our big band that we have going. So tell us some of the things that we have to help support you and fundraisers that we have coming up.
The first thing is the trip cost $2,400 for each kid to go. And then from there, people have been making contributions to their account for the trip. Over the summer, the group raised roughly $20,000. That was split up amongst the kids who participated in those fundraisers. Those kids all made $408 off of their trip. So now their trip is less than 2,000. We have a couple things coming up. We've got an event this Saturday at the courthouse. The Charlie Company is returning from overseas. We're playing at that, and they're allowing us to walk around and collect donations. And then on Friday, September 13th, we're hosting a luau at the Holiday Courtyard and Ballroom. And that is a $40 ticket, and it gets you dinner, a drink, and entertainment. The Pride of Prescott will entertain. The Color Guard will entertain. We've got Claws and Effect entertaining, and the Howard Boys will be playing. The Cross-Eyed Possum will be playing as well.
Well, and I want to make sure that we add, if any community members are listening to this program and inspired by the trip to Honolulu, this trip is also tax credit eligible. And so if you're married and would like to contribute in the name of a student or to the trip in itself, you can give $400, and it's a tax credit if you're filing jointly. And if you're filing singly, it's up to $200, and that's a dollar-to-dollar tax credit off of your state taxes. Just if you give, make sure that you say you want it to be a tax credit towards the Honolulu trip for the band, and we will get it deposited so that it's either split evenly amongst all the students, or if you're a neighbor or a family member of one of the students going, we can make sure that it goes off of their total price.
So we'd like to thank you, Mr. Bradstreet, for being with us today. Cooper and Annie, I just know that you guys are such great leaders. I am so proud of both of you. It's been a pleasure to watch you grow up through Prescott High School, and I know you're going to lead this class and this marching band to great success this year. So good luck to both of you, and congratulations to both of you. And I know this Honolulu trip is going to be something you will never forget. So enjoy it.
Have a blast.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You are listening to The Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com. We will be right back.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer. When you get your air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner, having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town. I'm Stephanie Hillig with Brian Moore. We would like to welcome our next guest, Prescott High School wrestling coach Sean Carbajal, and wrestlers Lincoln Eby and Colton Tomitz. Welcome, guys.
Welcome.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going great. Thank you so much for being here on the Soup Scoop. And we're going to focus a little bit on our new coach, Sean Carbajal. Saying that correctly, yes?
Yes, Carbajal.
Carbajal. And so, Sean, tell us a little bit. You're from here, and you're returning here now, the new wrestling coach. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what brings you back to Prescott.
Well, I grew up in Prescott. I moved up here when I was in sixth grade, and that's actually where I started my wrestling career. My dad was a firefighter down in the valley and decided he was going to come up here and make the commute. Get out of the heat, and I was able to get in the wrestling right when I got up here. Took me a few years to really get a hang of it, but by the time I left Mile High, I ended up winning a state title and made the jump up to the high school level. And when I got up to the high school level, Joe Peters was his first year as a head coach. Mm-hmm. And he had a really good group of kids. We almost won the state tournament in junior high. And as a team, so he inherited a big, good group of kids. And then that's where I kind of just took off from there, and I was able to become a four-time state placer, and I won my state title my junior year.
What year was that?
1999.
I didn't want to place you or date you, but 1999. Congratulations on that.
Yes, my 20-year reunion is coming up soon.
Awesome. And so then?
Due to some injuries to my neck and just – deciding a career choice, I decided not to wrestle in college and went on to get hired on the fire department, and it took me about 2 years to get hired on the fire department, so I've been with the Peoria Fire Department for about 17 years. Been down in the valley. Right after I graduated, my brothers, my parents ended up moving back down to the valley, and they kind of lived on the line between Mesa Mountain View and Red Mountain High School, and both had really good wrestling programs, and they decided to go with Red Mountain, and they had the coach there was Nick Carantinos. He's kind of my mentor, kind of the coach that I've kind of looked up to, and I was always there when he was involved there. So I've been coaching on and on at Red Mountain, you know, pretty much up until this year. Right.
Well, we're glad to have you back in Prescott.
Thank you. Yeah.
So Colton, being the senior on campus, yeah,
yes.
Talk to us a little bit about what this practice regiment's looking like. What are we doing right now? How's it going?
We're just in preseason right now, so nothing like major, but I think a lot of us guys that are dedicated, Lincoln as well, we're just trying to get in the room as much as we can, just building ourselves up, getting ready for season, getting conditioned, and just waking up, just getting ready for season. We're all excited, and we're glad to have a new coach here, and mm-hmm. he's been doing a lot for us already, which we really appreciate. So.
Yeah.
Well, and when does the season start?
Starts September 4th. September 4th, all right.
So wait, today?
No, October.
November.
Wow,
November.
That was the first practice.
November 4th is the official season start. That's when the season starts.
Right. It was close.
It was close. Well, you did better than I would. And so one of the things, I'm always amazed, and because I don't think you know that, Mrs. Hillig, but I wrestled in high school for 2 years, my freshman and sophomore year. I played football, mm-hmm. basketball, baseball, volleyball. I was a big athlete. I have never participated in a sport that you needed more mental fortitude. Mm-hmm. Because wrestling, I mean, the 30 seconds seem like an hour.
Oh, yeah.
And when you have your back against the mat, you start going through this process of it all could be over if I just put my shoulder down. I mean, have you guys ever been in a situation like that?
Many of times.
How do you get out of it? I mean, I have been always amazed at the mental capacity to not give up with wrestlers.
I mean, it's all about just your will at that point, because you know it's only you out there. There's no one else to help you, to your team to like pick you up. Like it's you out there. And you just have to push through it. Like, cause I know the feeling when I get my hand raised is what I always look for. And if I get my pin, it's not there. So that's what I'm always working hard for.
Yeah. And Lincoln, I've known you for quite a while now. And I had the pleasure of watching you when you were just in middle school. It seems like just yesterday, and I was cheering you on when you were running those laps in track, and I could see exactly what Mr. Moore is talking about in your mind. I mean, I would see you just kind of go into this zone. I haven't watched you wrestle recently, but I'm sure it's kind of that same mindset for you. You're just such a strong character and just so have such high goals for yourself. It's just a pleasure to watch you grow up.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been great.
That.
Well, and Colton, you've been wrestling for a while. You told me the grade you've been wrestling since. Tell our listening audience.
Yeah, so I started in first grade when my brother also started the same time. So he was in fifth grade, and he started wrestling for Mile High. I was wrestling for the Werewolves Club.
Okay.
And I just loved it from the start. Like, I played different sports and whatever, and I just never enjoyed them as much. And I just wrestling caught my eye, and I loved it, and I started wrestling at Mile High in fifth grade, and that's really when it became, like, my sport. And, like, I took to it, and that was the only sport I played during middle school. And now I'm in high school, and I just sticking with it, and I'm just ready for this senior year. Like, this is basically what it's all come down to. And, like, mm-hmm. I just want this to be my best season yet, and I'm just really looking forward to it, wanting to get the best results I can.
I kind of got goosebumps just thinking, you know, you've been wrestling so long. This is your senior year mm-hmm. at PHS.
I know. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can only imagine. So September 4th is now, and November 4th yep. is the start. So we got 60 days or so.
Yep. Second week of February is the state tournament. So that's really the that's what we're shooting. Exactly. We got a state title, you know. And I really truly feel like these two individuals, you know, have a legitimate shot at winning a state title this year. And that's one
awesome.
Of the reasons that they're
that's
here
awesome.
Right now. And we do. We have a few more guys that have a chance too.
Yeah,
you know, that aren't here.
We have such strong wrestlers at Prescott High School, and it's always been fun to follow you guys and watch you guys when I was up there at the high school. And Colt and I remember watching you guys and your little club team when you were just so little walking into the wrestling room. And I have that vision of you guys coming in there to do your practices after school. And it's really fun to see how you have stuck with that sport, because a lot of kids get kind of burned out or they get into other things, and you have just had the drive and stuck with it. So congratulations to you. So Coach, if you could talk to us a little bit, I know with wrestling, we don't host a lot of tournaments. It's not like a football game where you have five a season at home or anything like that. Are we hosting any tournaments at Prescott High School this year? Do you know?
We are part of the Mile High Challenge. That's kind of like a Tri-City area tournament that, you know, all the three different teams, you know, put in mats and time to kind of put the tournament together. But we also do have four or five home meets.
Okay.
And the calendar, we're actually working on the schedule right now, getting everything finalized, and that'll be coming out soon. But we do know what tournaments we are going to this year. We're going to be going to the Nate Johnson tournament at Red Mountain, the Mile High Challenge, and then we got us into the Peoria High School Invitational and Flowing Wells.
Wow,
which are
awesome.
Two of the toughest tournaments, mm-hmm. I would say, in the Southwest. I mean, definitely the toughest tournaments in Arizona. Sometimes they can be tougher than the actual state tournament because we have multiple divisions in that.
When you're performing and competing at an elite tournament like that, I know about that tournament, mm-hmm. and how it is tough competition. So good luck to your whole team. That's going to be exciting for you guys to have that before you go to the state tournament. So very good.
It will be. We have a few minutes, and so I don't know. Being our senior year here, what's your plans after high school, Colton?
I'm looking, I definitely want to go to college, looking toward the engineering field, and nothing's certain yet, but I'd love to take the opportunity and be able to wrestle in college, and I think that would be great, and I'm more just focused on this year as of right now, but I mean, you know, it's great to look at the future, and that's just where I'm at right now, so.
Yeah, keep your academics as a focus, because that is so important to everyone out there, all of our young wrestlers who are listening today. Academics always has to come first so that you can perform and be at these tournaments and help your school to go on to win and have some victories there. So when we do these tournaments, I would like to encourage everyone to come. They are in Prescott High School's gym when we host them, and it's fun to see how it transforms into a wrestling match. So, Lincoln, I'm going to turn it over to you and ask you a couple more questions if you're okay with that.
Yeah.
I know that you've had to find a balance between sports and academics. Talk to our young listeners out there about how do you find that balance? Because I know you're very active in the community and everything that you do. How do you find that time management?
So really it is, like you said, just managing your time. I have to make sure when I get out of school, I know I'm going to go eat, then I'm going to go to practice. Like, I know what I'm planning every day. And reminders a lot. I set so many reminders for myself just so I can keep everything focused. And that's pretty much just how you have to do it. Plan out your day and just have your time allotted, and that works out for me.
Yeah, it's so important when you're doing a sport like wrestling to take care of yourself. And Colton, if you want to kind of talk about that, I kind of picked your brain a little bit earlier about the practice regimen and how hard it is for you guys to train. And Mr. Moore talked about how wrestling is so exhausting and hard on your bodies, more so than a lot of sports that we offer at Prescott High School. But, you know, how do you maintain that healthy lifestyle? What are some key points that we should share with our listeners?
I agree with what you're saying. Like, it's definitely one of the hardest sports, personally, I feel like. I have mad respect for all the other sports, but wrestling, it's more than just physical. It's mental, and it takes, honestly, like, all you have. And just like you're saying, like, you got to make sure you're dieting right, you're eating right, you're giving yourself enough sleep time. And, I mean, you're always, like Lincoln was saying, you got to stay on top of your academics as well. And just making time for yourself and just making sure that you're staying healthy and no injuries or anything, because that's the biggest part, is if you're unhealthy, like, you're more prone to have injuries and whatever, and that's the last thing we want. So.
Well, and if you're unhealthy and you're not eating right or you're not sleeping well, that mental part comes into play.
Exactly.
Because then that's when your will starts getting tested. And so we are wrapping this session up with about 1 minute left. And so, Coach Carbajal, anything, any parting words that you would like to say to our audience or your other wrestlers that were not able to be here today?
We're excited to get the season going. I would just encourage, go follow our Facebook and our Instagram, because we're going to be putting a lot of information out there with different fundraisers that we plan on doing. It's one of our, the bigger issues that my first big issue as a head coach, and, we're just going to try to raise as much money for the team so that we can start traveling and doing camps in the summer and really build the program up.
Well, and I mentioned in the last segment with Mr. Bradstreet that having a tax credit donation towards wrestling.
Yeah, and we encourage anyone that wants to, give their tax credit to the wrestling team. We could really use it, and we'd appreciate it.
Well, I really appreciate it, Coach Carbajal and Colton and Lincoln, for being here. Don't stay around. You don't want to miss our next session with Larnell Sawyer, kindergarten teacher extraordinaire at Lincoln Elementary School. You are listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com. We will be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Get ready for Celebrate Life Health Expo 2019, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The biggest and best expo yet awaits you on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Enjoy health, wellness, and fitness activities for all ages. Connect with organizations that promote healthy lifestyle activities, such as hiking and biking. Enjoy self-defense, chair yoga, and recipe demonstrations, and enter drawings for the chance to win a Fitbit and other great prizes. Make it a mega celebration by exploring the world's only larger-than-life walkthrough exhibits of the human body, mega body, and mega heart, as well as colossal colon. Bring the whole family to YRMC's Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit yrmchealthconnect.org.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Governor Doug Ducey announces his selection for the vacancy on the Arizona Supreme Court.
Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery has been chosen to fill the vacancy created by the retirement of Justice Scott Bales. Governor Ducey says Montgomery has dedicated his life to serving Arizona and the nation, adding he served with honor and integrity. Montgomery has been the Maricopa County Attorney since 2010. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
The more than 17,000-acre Sheridan Fire is back in the hands of local units.
As the Type 3 Incident Management Team transferred command of the fire to an organization largely comprised of Prescott National Forest crews and other resources, the focus of the crews is moving to the mop-up phase of the fire and rehabilitation efforts of the affected area. While isolated rains associated with thunderstorms slowed the spread of the Sheridan Fire, an area closure remains in effect for firefighter and public safety. This includes Campwood Road and the area near Walnut Creek Road. The fire, which which is burning 23 miles west of Prescott, is reported 49% contained. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
A 30% chance for scattered spot storms today and tonight, 20% Friday, cooling after bedtime to a mostly cloudy 64. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with mostly sunny highs around 90 tomorrow through Saturday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a 20% chance for isolated showers and storms today, 30% tonight, with a late night low near 69. Mostly sunny highs near 100 tomorrow through Saturday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Prescott will continue in just a moment on KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Cold weather will be here before you know it. Now is the time to save money this winter with our pre-buy program. You can purchase all or part of the propane you think you'll use between October and March at a guaranteed low rate. If you don't use it all, we'll credit your account. This deal is only good while supplies last, so order today. Go to BarrettPropane.com or call us at 636-1600. That's 636-1600. And don't forget, we're the local guys. When you buy here, your money stays here. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This September, head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel for the Break the Bank giveaway. Earn entries now through September 26th. Then every Thursday from 6 to 10 p.m., come see if you qualify to smash our piggy bank for your chance to bag a share of over $5,000 in cash and prizes each week. This could be your biggest break yet. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place for a smashing good time.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba dabba do.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back. This is Brian Moore, and Stephanie Hillig is here filling in for Joe Howard and Marty Reed, and you are listening to the Soup Scoop. Thank you for tuning in. Today we are talking in this session about with Lincoln Elementary School teacher Larnell Sawyer. Pre-K and kindergarten are such great first experiences into school, and Larnell in kindergarten help make that experience forever memorable. And so as I was saying to Larnell, who I've known for many years, I thanked her for dressing up for radio. And so thank you. But you know what? Our audience really, they don't care.
Well, not everyone has a face for radio, Mr. Moore.
That Stephanie is sitting right here. That is not nice to say that about her. Welcome, Larnell, to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome, Larnell. I don't think that comment was meant for me. I know it was meant for Mr. Moore, but we're glad you're here with us today. So, you know, I'm at Abiajed Elementary School, and we have a pre-K class on our campus this year. So let's start off just talking about kindergarten. How is kindergarten going this year for you over there at Lincoln?
It's fantastic. We are, you know, day 24, and we're rolling. You know, we're through those beginning trenches of learning everything new, and now we're in our routines, and we've got this down. It's running pretty smoothly.
I was the principal at Taylor Hicks for 12 years, and so kindergarten always just amazed me, because you say you're 24 days in,
yes,
and you're getting students into kindergarten that have had pre-K, mm-hmm, that have been either in really structured, you know, daycares, and then you have those students that really haven't. And so why is the first month so important in kindergarten?
That's when we establish all of our routines and procedures. We set all our expectations. We teach them every little thing. This is a sharp pencil. This is a dull pencil. This is where we put it. This is how we sit. And so as if they're not there, those that first month, it's really hard to get in there and really know our routine, our structure. They have it down now. And so those first 4 weeks, we just, we learn to line up numerous times. Oh, that's not how we line up.
We're
have
going
to be
to
quiet.
Do it again.
Yes, put a bubble in our mouth. Oh, please don't pop that bubble. And so we practice that over and over and over.
Crisscross.
Yeah.
Yep.
Gophers in the hole.
Yeah. So, and it's so funny, Larnell, because I so relate to everything that you're saying. It is all about repetition, and the patience that our kindergarten teachers in this district, you included, have is just so incredible, because you have to just constantly go back over those routines over and over and over just to keep a learning environment that our kinders really need to be successful. And so once we have those down, then we can really start tapping into what our district calls the CITW, which is our foundational instructional strategies that we're using to teach our students. And the key important factor to CITW is that environment. And once we can master that with our young learners, then we can tap into the reading, writing, and all the important curriculum that we have. So,
and for those that don't know out there, CITW stands for Classroom Instruction That Works.
Yes.
It is
our foundation.
It is our foundation research-based model that we practice across the whole district, pre-K-12.
Yes.
Yeah. So, like I said, we have a pre-K class on our campus, so we haven't seen the benefits of that yet. So tell us, how does that transition, how is that working for you over there at Lincoln?
Because you had a pre-K last year.
Yes.
And now a lot of those students are at Lincoln in kindergarten.
Yes. I was told that almost 100% of them have transitioned into Lincoln, and they are the leaders of our classroom. They're pretty excited because they know where everything is. They get to be the ones that, oh, can you take a friend and go to the office? Or can you please go show them where the cafeteria is? And they have this confidence. They come in. The teachers know them because they've had specials. They've had music, art, and PE. So they already know them. And it takes that stress out for those children that have been on campus for that year. Because kindergarten, while, we used to play a lot and take naps, it's really rigorous. And so some kids have a lot of anxiety about it, but now with pre-K on campus, it's this smooth transition, and they're ready to learn, and they're ready to take off and attack those rigorous standards.
Well, and you talk about the rigorous standards, because being in Prescott Unified School District both of us, Stephanie, you and I, we went through the transition where kindergarten was funded fully by the state. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, only half by the state, and then fully, and then in the tough times, it went back to half. And Prescott Unified School District, took commands because the standards didn't change when it went to halftime. But the expectations going to first grade, and Prescott Unified doesn't charge for tuition for kindergarten anymore, and so it is full day for free for all students that choose Prescott Unified School District.
And we're so thankful for that, because having a half day, we just can't get everything in during that time. Pre-K is now what kindergarten used to be. It's essential, and so having that fully funded kindergarten has made our lives so much easier, because we can put some hands-on experiences. We do centers, and so they're playing with manipulatives but still learning all of our standards.
Well, and it's so great having the pre-K on the actual school campus. My kids went through Discovery Gardens, which is our preschool program here for Prescott Unified School District. So I'm a huge advocate for that program. Stacey Williams, the director, does a magnificent job with the curriculum and all of the management and hiring the teachers and what they do with those students. It just really sets them up for success. And this introduction of having them on the campus, just like you said, just makes that connection so much stronger, because the kids are comfortable. But one of the things that I am seeing is that the parents are also becoming more comfortable on our campus. So kindergarten is a hard release for parents. I would say this year we had more tears from parents than we did from kids.
Absolutely.
We didn't have hardly any kids crying this year.
Over the last 15 years, it has really shifted with experiences in early education. It's really those parents, we got them.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would think that that would be something that would be a little bit easier for the parents because they know us and understand our routines as well. So.
Yes. And it lets the teachers work together. We have that vertical alignment. We can meet with pre-K and say, these are the things that we would love to see. And they really work on those social emotional skills that we don't necessarily have time to always hit. And so it's been a great marriage, you know, per se, with the schools to have pre-K there.
Well, and it's interesting because our Discovery Gardens used to be at the old Dexter Elementary
right.
School. And then it ended up moving to Taylor Hicks. And I saw such a benefit. The whole program was there when I was principal at Taylor Hicks. Mm-hmm. And it's you get that draw. I mean, they've played on the playground. The parents have gone into the office. And it was almost... It was not a detriment, but it was, really was. Those parents felt so comfortable. They wanted all of the, you know, all the kids wanted to go to the school that they were on the campus. So I'm just thrilled we have pre-K across all three elementary schools, including having pre-K at where our district office is, and that's at Washington Elementary, well, the former Washington Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to things... I mean, we're only 42, is it? How many days?
24.
Dyslexia.
Yes, 24.
I was a math teacher. My dyslexia, and actually I'm the chief financial officer, and dyslexia is not good for switching numbers. So just, you know, just things that you have seen going, having kids coming into, I know that we're a long way from next year, but we have some, you know, some parents listening that may have pre-K. What kind of things that can they do to get ready for kindergarten for their young ones?
Read with your child. Read, read, read. We cannot emphasize that enough. They don't have to read. That's my job. I'll teach them. But please read to them. Talk to them. Play with them. It doesn't have to be sit and show flashcards. Just talk with them. Play games. You know, practice taking turns. That's huge. So many kids don't know how to take turns. Just playing simple games like go fish, like my turn, your turn. That really builds a lot of social skills that are necessary for, you know, working cooperatively with their peers in class.
Elena, I so agree with what you're saying right now. One of the things that I would like to add to that is have time with your kid where they can just sit and be a part of a conversation as a group. You know, so often we see in the restaurants or whatever kids with devices in their hands.
I agree.
And they're losing the sense of being entertained just with a conversation and being engaged in that route. And so we have to fight that constant stimulation that that electronic device is getting them. So the reading is so important. The playing, a board game, those kinds of things without that electronic device is so, so important to the transition into pre-K and into kindergarten because they don't have those devices when they come join us.
And
it's an interesting transition. So we want to thank you, Larnell, for being with us today and talking with us about the pre-K kinder transition.
Although I don't, the comment that I have a face for radio, I'll own it.
I'm so sorry.
But you'll pay for it.
When we return after the break, Brian and I will be talking to a very important member of the PUSD school board, Prescott High School senior Maddie Jackson. Stay with us. You are listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Home of the once-in-a-lifetime experience.
What do you mean, Ted?
On average, people are going to buy a new furnace or AC unit once in their lifetime.
So they might as well buy the best.
Yeah, because if our name's on it, we want you to be comfortable.
For a lifetime.
Generations of great service. Don't settle. Get Gettle's. G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. 928-567-2200.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Mud. Prescott Dirt is here to help. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. We can keep the mud out of your way and even slow down erosion, keeping your bank in place. Nobody wants their yard moving around by itself. No truck? No problem. Prescott Dirt delivers. Find us in Prescott and Prescott Valley to set up delivery or pickup. And you can find us online at PrescottDirt.com. Keep your yard beautiful with Prescott Dirt.
Summertime blues.
Oh, yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to Soup Scoop on KQ&A, Talk of the Town. I'm Brian Moore with Stephanie Hillock. I don't know why I'm emphasizing every other word like I am right now. It's been a long hour, long day. We want to welcome our listeners back. Can you believe it's already been more than a month of school for the 2019-20 school year, Ms. Hillock?
I can't. This year's going by so quickly already.
I know.
Yeah.
And so we have one of my former At Taylor Hicks students, Maddie Jackson, here with us. Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Welcome, Maddie. It's so exciting seeing you again. So tell us about your experience. We just had a board meeting Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. So was that your first board meeting?
That was my second board meeting this year so far, and it's been an amazing privilege and opportunity for me to be a part of this. Most of the people in my family have been teachers or educators at some point in their life, and so I can understand like both the student population, the impact that it has on students and on teachers and their families as well. So I get to see both sides of it. And I know that the school board members have the best interests of the students at hand, but it's good for me to be able to come in and advise them and tell them about what's going on in the school and what their decisions and how they're impacting each student at Prescott High School and just around the PUSD district.
I just need to throw this out here because I know when I was in high school, I mean, I was just telling you, you are so articulate and well-spoken. And so it was a great pick for the governing board student representative. And so thank you for already a two good board meetings.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Maddie, what you're doing is so critically important because it really gives the board a student perspective. You know, you don't get to vote on the agenda mm-hmm. items, but your voice is so critical and so important to keep them informed just of what's happening at the high school, but more importantly, just to give the student perspective. So I know it's a lot of work for you. It's a very dedicated position for you to have,
yes.
But it is so important. And there's not a whole lot of school districts that provide this opportunity for students and that care that much about what students think. So kudos to our board and thank you to them for allowing students on there and especially to you for taking the time to represent your fellow students and all of PUSD, not just Prescott High School, but, you know, since you were K-12 in our district, mm-hmm. you really have the full perspective.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so talk a little bit about your K-12 experience, because we have quite a few people that move in and out of Prescott, and they get a Prescott Unified School District's experience. But you're one of those that this is your education career so far. So talk about that.
So, well, now I'm a senior, and I've been here since kindergarten. And I have really just prospered and flourished in the PUSD system because, I mean, there's so many opportunities I've been given, like this board position that a lot of students, maybe in Phoenix or across the country, they don't get these opportunities. And if I wasn't even able to be presented these or had the opportunity presented to me, I would never be where I am today. And so I'm very grateful for everything that PUSD has given to me and offered me, and I'm very privileged to just be where I am today.
So, Maddie, tell us a little bit about the other things that you're involved in at Prescott High School.
Currently, I am the mock trial honorary member. I've been the president for the past 2 years. It is absolutely my passion. I love it. Mm-hmm. I walk into that courtroom. I've presented in front of the Arizona Chief Justice of the Supreme Court now, Chief Justice Brutnell last year, which was an amazing opportunity. Mm-hmm. I'm in National Honor Society. I'm the yearbook chief now, which is an amazing opportunity to just capture all the memories of Prescott High School students and put it in a book. And it's my design ideas, and I think it's very cool to see my work throughout the year and throughout my school year.
And you're also a full-time student.
Yes.
I don't know how you do it.
I don't either. That is incredible resume right there. So Brenda Lee does such a great job with mock trial and the law classes. And so I got to give her a shout out as she's listening right now, because the things that she has done, she started that program a few years ago at Prescott High School when she joined us, and has just taken it to a new level. So
Mrs. Lee is absolutely my favorite teacher of all time. I've never had a teacher that's worked so close with me, and she's really helped me gear me towards my passion in life, mm-hmm. of because I want to go into the law field and I want to pursue a JD, and she has given me the wings to be able to do that. And she's just such an amazing teacher, and I'm so grateful for her to be in my life.
And that was going to be one of my next questions, was what do you want to do in the future? And you want to go into law.
Yeah.
So you are certainly setting the path. And, you know, I've known Miss Willard for a very long time as well, and she does a fantastic job with that yearbook. And I know how hard you guys work in getting that organized. And I think all of those programs that you're working on, from NHS to yearbook to mock trial, they're just all helping you to form, you know, your own kind of character and your own time management and organizational skills. And so, you know, I can't not mention Miss Willard and all the great things that she's doing, and the memories that you are making. I mean, those kids will have those yearbooks. I still have my yearbook from high school.
I went to Wisconsin, stumbled across my yearbook, ripped my picture out, and then kept the yearbook because I went through that awkward mullet stage in the 80s.
Yeah, we all have those 80 pictures. So, what you are doing is truly making an impact, and it's laying a foundation and the groundwork for students to come up through the trenches and follow your path. So great job with all of that. So where are you looking at for colleges? Kind of what are you doing right now to prepare for that in 30 seconds?
I'm looking at Embry-Riddle and ASU. Right now I'm definitely applying for scholarships and just looking out for as much financial aid that I can, because it is really hard to pay for college no matter what school you go to.
It certainly is. And there are scholarships out there. The Prescott community is wonderful at supporting the Prescott students.
And Stephanie, you'll know this better than almost anyone. Mm-hmm. How many millions of dollars do our students receive in scholarships? Do you remember?
Well, I know when I was the principal of Prescott High School, I can't speak to last year, it was over $7 million.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, we get a lot of money. I think it was under that last year, but it is a huge, huge amount of money that the Prescott High School students bring in. So you guys do a great job. And Maddie, I know with the resume and what you're talking about, you're going to do a fantastic job earning those scholarships. And you let me know if you need any help. I'll be happy to help you out with that.
Well, me too, since I've known you since you were 5. So thank you so much for being here with us, Maddie. On today's Soup Scoop, we had the opportunity to talk to Prescott High's own Mr. Dan Bradstreet, along with Annie Beaupre and Cooper Malden. and their exciting upcoming performance at the USS Arizona for Pearl Harbor Day. Then we spoke with Lincoln Elementary school teacher Larnell Sawyer about the fun going on in kindergarten classrooms. We also heard from PHS wrestling coach Sean Carbajal about the upcoming wrestling season, and Miss Maddie Jackson here with us from the PUSD School Board.
We are incredibly proud of all our schools, and we look forward to the fall schedules with Prescott High School and all of the celebrations that we will have in PUSD.
There's always an opportunity for you, our listeners, to support our students and programs. Stop by and tour any of our schools. Get involved as a volunteer in the classroom and share the joy of helping every child every day succeed.
Visit us anytime at our district office downtown, and please join us again on the Soup Scoop next month on October 2nd at 4 p.m. You have been listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide on KQNA.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.